Sheldon Cost there.
Who's calling?
It's a special surprise. Is he there?
He's busy right now. I'm his wife. Can I take the message?
Well, this is Johnny D calling from WFCC. We've got important news for him.
Okay, what is it?
He just won $5,000.
You just won $5,000?
Yes, you just won $5,000. We picked your postcard this evening.
Yes.
Come on, are you listening to us right now? Well, 107.1.
Yeah.
You just won $5,000, ma'am.
I did?
Yes.
How did I collect?
You and Sheldon Koss. Well, someone sent in a postcard, Sheldon Koss of Oak Park.
Yeah.
You just won $5,000, ma'am.
How did I get the $5,000?
Ma'am.
Yeah.
You just won $5,000.
Okay.
Someone sent... Hello?
Hello?
Yes, it's Sheldon Koss there.
I told you he's busy right now.
Oh, well, you want to break the news to him.
Yeah.
Listeners out there, Sheldon Koss. And what's your name, ma'am?
I'm his wife.
Your wife. What's your name, ma'am? You're live on the radio right now, 107.1.
I am?
Yes, you are.
What's the number? I'll go change it.
107.1. You listen to us all the time, according to this postcard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do I get...
Let's cut to a commercial right now. We'll get your information out of here in a second. WFCC.
107.1?
That's right, ma'am.
Okay, just a second.
Yeah. Ma'am, this is Ms. Sheldon Koss, right?
Right.
Okay, what are you going to do with those $5,000 that we're going to give you?
I'm probably buying a new car.
Oh, my God. Do you have your radio station set to us now?
I don't have a station.
Oh, well, hey, you got one of them old things. Well, maybe you can buy a new stereo receiver with that. Let's go straight to Steely Dan's Reeling in the Years right now. And you'll be reeling in the dough in a little while. Hey, on the station that plays them all, WFCC. Yes, we're cutting to a commercial right now, ma'am. This is Dave Smith. I'm the general manager.
What?
This is the situation.
Yeah.
There's a policy in our contract regarding contests saying that we can... We can alter a contest at any time and make requirements and everything like that.
Uh-huh.
Here's the situation.
Yeah.
The only way we can give you $5,000...
Uh-huh.
Have you ever made a run before?
A run?
Made a run, yeah.
What kind of a run?
It involves shooting somebody.
Shoot somebody?
Yeah.
I would never shoot anybody.
Well, we can give you the gun. That's no problem. That's the only way we can give you the $5,000.
Who do you want to kill?
Well, we can't disclose the name right now. We have to meet in private for that, with the contract and everything like that.
You want me to kill somebody, then you...
Well, you don't have to. I mean,
then
mister...
Then you give me $5,000.
That's right.
So, why do you want somebody killed?
Well, we can't say it over the phone because it might be tapped. That's the whole thing.
My phone's not tapped. I have a private line.
You don't? Okay. Basically, that's the only way we can give you the $5,000.
Who do you want killed?
Well, again,
okay,
I really...
A woman.
It is a man. It is a man.
What's he fooling around with your wife or something?
I really can't give the stipulations of that. The only thing is... Well, I mean, if you can't handle it, I'm sure, you know, we could pass the $5,000 to somebody else. I mean, that's not...
Why would I want to kill somebody? I don't know.
Well, I mean, you can meet them first before you do it. I mean, you know, you can become friends with them before you do it. I mean, that's the whole thing.
I'd be friends with a man?
Well, yeah. And
my husband wouldn't like that.
Well, you can take your husband with you. You know, he could serve as the backup, you know, like the getaway car and something like that. And we'll be out there, you know, in the trunk waiting for you. And there won't be too much of a problem.